San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
Is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you live from KFMB with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast to Seattle, down to Cabo, out to the desert. You can hear us via the 760 KFMB app. You can get the podcast on iymoney.com or subscribe free on iTunes to It's Your Money and Your Life. And now time to introduce the main man of the hour. He's a CPA extraordinaire. He's an accomplished marathon runner. He's a best-selling author, and he is a family office expert advising several high net worth families. His name is Richard Muzio. Richard, good evening. How are you tonight?
I am marvelous, Joe. Do they get new lights in the studio?
I think so.
Because I can actually see for the first time in 2 years.
Is it too bright? I could turn it down.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, all right.
It's nice to be able to see. I didn't know it looked like this.
I kind of like the candlelight and, you know, just to relax, but whatever. But hey, how about the rain? Gee, this is good news.
Yeah, I got my tennis match in bright and early this morning, and then the clouds opened up.
Yeah, this is really – I wonder if the Padres got rained out tonight.
The game started. I know Atlanta got a run in the first inning.
Yeah, well –
so they're trying to play.
I told you they're going to have a good second half.
No, they aren't. Stay tuned.
They're starting to catch fire a little bit.
They
they had a good game last night. Let's be optimistic, for gosh sake. So.
Nope.
Okay, forget about it. Anyway, let's see. What else happened this week?
My foundation got a third-place finish in the big Toyota of Carlsbad vote, so $5,000 coming in for that.
The move your feet before you eat?
Yeah, so we came in third. We had to be in the top four, so we made it.
Which is very relevant to tonight's show. So
that's really cool.
We'll talk more about that later.
And our friend Billie Jean King says hi. I visited her briefly down at the Barnes Tennis Center for the World Team Tennis Junior Nationals on Thursday.
That is correct. She was in town. She's in town every year for that. That's her 18th year, I think, right?
It's been a long time. It might have been 22 or 3. It's been a long time.
Well, I don't know if it's that many. But anyway, I know she has never missed. It's her Junior Nationals tournament. And you know who won? I think the locals won.
I know they were doing really well, and I meant to look it up, but I couldn't get to the
I think I saw
email.
That on Facebook, and I think the Barnes team won, for gosh sake.
Oh, really? So, that's cool.
Yeah, that's way cool. So
we'll confirm that for next week.
Yes, we will. And let's see, anything else news?
Nothing else exciting.
Well, then we should get to our VIP guest tonight, don't you think?
Good idea.
Okay. We have a chief in the studio tonight, folks, and he is the president of Two Harbors Trading. He's based up in Carlsbad, and he's been in the superfruits business for quite a while. And his name is Fred, help me say it, Fred.
COC.
COC, there it is, Fred COC, and a big lacrosse enthusiast as well. So it's had quite a life. Fred, born in California, correct?
Born in Compton, California.
Yeah, there you go. So, but relatives from, obviously, grandparents, parents from Samoa, right?
Yeah, my parents came here in the 60s from Samoa.
There you go.
And settled in Compton, and then...
Now, we were talking earlier, there's an American Samoa and a Western Samoa, and I think it's somewhere out near Hawaii or the Marshall Islands. Do you know where it is, Richard, exactly, or no?
Sort of. I don't want to take a guess.
Anyway.
It's a long way from Compton. I know that.
So, Fred, what's the nearest big island that's near? I mean, do we know? Or
if you take Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
Okay, it takes 5 hours from here to Hawaii.
Hmm.
If you go 5 hours south of Hawaii,
okay,
you'll have Samoa.
5 hours by plane?
5 hours by plane.
Woo.
You'll have Samoa.
Gosh, that's like almost across the country. So it's a good. It's at least a good what? Almost 3,000 miles, probably a good 2,500 miles from Hawaii or something. Well, look. Use your Wikipedia, folks, or Google, for gosh sake. Well, I don't know everything. But
yeah.
So Fred, born and raised here, high school in Compton, I assume? Or
no, high school in Chino.
In Chino.
So I went to Don Lugo in Chino.
And then you wound up at BYU.
Went to BYU.
Yeah, for international relations degree, right?
Yep.
And boy, that was, quite a decision, right?
It was quite a decision, yeah. Exactly. It was fun.
No regrets, though, right?
No regrets whatsoever.
Now, did you play lacrosse there?
I did play lacrosse. I played lacrosse for BYU for 2 years while I was there.
Wow. There you go.
What position?
Defense.
Okay.
Close D.
Wow.
Okay.
That's catching on. And I see the kids running around with the sticks all the time with the webbing. You know, a lot of them are, you know. Don't you see that, Richard?
Yeah, well, I see LAX signs all over. I think I'm nowhere near the airport. Oh, it's lacrosse. I get it.
Well, it is. It
I'm
is,
slow, okay?
I think lacrosse and soccer are both catching on now amongst the younger generation. I guess, you know, not as big an investment in equipment like football and a lot of other things, right? Now, Fred, you're also an MMA fan, and how long have you been involved with that?
We've been involved in the MMA world for 7 years. Uh-huh. One of the companies that we own is Boni Acai.
Mm-hmm.
And Boni Acai is a... it's a Brazilian-based company,
mm-hmm.
and we have the sales rights for here in the U.S., and we also distribute the raw material as well as the finished product here in the States. Boni started as we supported one of the MMA fighters. His name was Lyoto Machida, who mm-hmm. just fought last month for the middleweight championship.
He's a middleweight, yeah.
Yeah, middleweight championship. We sponsored him since the days of Pride when he was in Japan.
Huh.
And as he came over and transitioned when UFC bought Pride, he came over to the fight here in the States mm-hmm. with the UFC and still wearing the brand. If you follow the sport of MMA at all, you'll recognize the purple hats on the fighters. And the purple hats are Boni Acai, and that's our company.
Oh, for gosh sakes. But we should start at the beginning because you've been in this industry 20 years now, right?
That is correct.
So what attracted you to the superfruit industry and innovating?
I was working down the street, literally from this office.
From KFMB,
A couple doors down the way.
Huh.
And for a company called Dank, I was working for those guys in sales. And my mother said there was a company selling Noni about 20 years ago. And she says, hey, they have this in Samoa.
Huh.
They have this fruit. I was in sales, and she says, go find somebody who...
This is your mother.
My mother says this.
See, the mothers know.
The mother, moms are always right. Love my mom. So she says, go find somebody to sell this to, and then go to Samoa and bring it back. So, and that's exactly what I did.
Uh-huh.
Found some buyers, and then went back to Samoa, and we set up a company out there, and then we started shipping.
And that was just for the raw material, though, right?
Correct.
And
then, that was for the raw material.
So now, how did you create a market for Noni in the States?
What we did was I met my current partner, which is Albert Bertha.
Mm-hmm.
And he is an advisor to a lot of different companies. And one of those companies we presented, we're on a surf trip. I like to surf. So we were in a surf trip in Panama. Mm-hmm. And he asked me what I did. I told him. And he goes, hey, why don't we, because I advise some companies, why don't we present or create a product for this company?
Hmm.
And I'm like, I'd love to do that. So we went from being a supplier-based company to a product development company.
Mm-hmm.
We created a Noni juice that actually tastes good.
Mm.
And we presented it to the company that we were talking about, and they bought it.
Huh.
And they've been our customer ever since, almost 15 years that wow. we've been doing business with this same company selling Noni juice throughout the world.
Wow. So it's a global market.
It's a global market. And we feel that Natura Health Trends is the company that we sell it to, and they have the best Noni juice on the market.
Huh. You said Asia's a big buyer, right?
Asia's our number one market right now.
Isn't that something? Did you know that, Richard?
Yeah, I was aware. But hey, Fred, I got a question. So like every day, my daughter, who's 18, walks down the hill from my house. We live on Neptune in Leucadia, so we're like right in surfer paradise. And she walks down to Mosey Cafe to get an acai bowl.
Correct.
And she can't like not do it. Why can't she not skip a day? I'm just curious.
For some reason, it has an addictive property.
Okay.
It's great to eat. It's cold. I mean, you add your berries, you add your granola.
Right. She adds a bunch of stuff.
Well, it says,
she makes me go get it for her.
Correct.
Well, yeah. Richard, it says here it's somewhere between chocolate and wild berries. So maybe that has something to do with it.
Could be.
Yeah.
But this is like a daily phenomenon.
It's a daily occurrence.
Yeah.
So now you're switching gears from Noni to acai.
Well, I was just curious what the phenomenon was
two different berries.
And it's a craze.
And it's real busy at Mosey's too. So everybody else is buying it too.
So now is that you guys supply acai to all these places?
We supply a lot of acai to a lot of different companies.
And that's from Brazil.
Right, that's from Brazil.
Yeah, it comes from the Amazon region. We bring our stuff in from Belém, Brazil, in the state of Pará,
mm-hmm.
northern Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
So
on your website, there's a lot of good health information about all the product, and which is what, thtrading.com. Okay, so we make a point of that.
How big of an employer are you in Samoa? I mean, in relative terms, compared to other businesses, employers, et cetera?
We have See, we employ a lot of different people in different ways. We have our...
Yeah, I mean, employees, partners, strategic relationships, whatever.
Half the country.
Wow.
Half the country.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the population down there?
The population is about 150,000.
So it's very agricultural, right?
It's very agricultural, but every family only goes out and does their farming for their family.
Sure.
Not so much. So when we say, hey, we support that many people, we're saying, hey, we're going to stop by and gather fruit from this section of Samoa, this village, and then the people are going to go out and do their farming and bring their fruit out to us. So we support a lot of people.
Huh. And you are a chief there, right?
Correct.
Okay. We're going to get into more of that, why he's a chief and what that title entails, when we come right back after our break. Stay tuned. We'll come back with Fred C.O.C.
Fred C.O.C.
C.E.O.C.
It's only six letters, John.
He's the C.E.O.C. All right, we're back with It's Your Money, Your Life with Fred C.O.C., President and CEO of Two Harbors Trading, dealing in super fruits all over the world. Grows them all over the world, sells them all over the world. It's great. Anyway, welcome back, Fred.
Thank you very much.
We were mentioning that you were chief in Samoa, and I guess your family's, many relatives are chiefs also, which is kind of a ceremonial title, but what does that entail?
Well, in Samoa, being a chief means that you have a responsibility to take care of those who those who've entrusted the title of chief to. Mm-hmm. So it's usually a family or a village.
Mm-hmm.
To become a chief, you have to earn that right. So they don't make you a chief just because you're the son of the previous chief. You have to earn it, and you earn it through service. So the more service you do, then they make you a chief. And then you're able to...
God, I wish we could make some of our politicians go through this training. But anyway...
So, sort of like being on a charity board. The more work you do, the more work you get to do.
That's exactly.
Right. Yeah. That's right. But, that's great. So of an island of 150,000, right? I know there's probably several hundred chiefs, but I mean, not everyone's a chief.
No, not everybody is.
So it's... And how often do you get back there?
I try to get back either once a year.
So it's the trip takes how many hours? Five and another?
10, Joe.
It's 10 hours.
Five plus five is 10.
Five plus five with 2 hours.
This is a financial show,
Joe. I forgot, Rich.
This is a financial show.
I didn't have my berry juice. What's the one for
memory?
You
can always look at your fingers.
Where's my ginkgo?
Yeah, your ginkgo biloba.
Well, speaking of ginkgo, now why don't we run down a lot of the berries and the benefits and everything else, because I think people need to know. I mean, Dr. Oz is into this, and the other one. Who's
Rincon?
Perricone, yes. Perricone. So they've they've all sung praises for the benefits of these superfruits. So why don't we start chief among them, which would be, pardon the pun, but we started with Noni. And is there anything else we should say about Noni? I mean, is that the one you started with, right?
That's the one we started with. For me, that's my favorite, and that's right. the best one that we do is Noni.
So what are the main benefits for drinking Noni juice?
Main benefits is it's an immune booster. So it helps your body work a little better. So that's pretty much the main benefit of it.
Okay. What else?
How long ago did you get into acai?
Acai.
How long ago was
about
that?
About 7 years ago.
Okay, so you were sort of before the big craze.
We were before the big craze.
Yeah.
So we went down there, and the difference between us and a lot of other people is we like to go down and see the farm. And shake the hands of the guys who are processing the fruit rather than just making a phone call and looking on the internet and finding somebody and then buying it from. So we actually like to go down there, and we met this gentleman. We saw the craze coming. We jumped on a plane, went and visited all the different factories and different farms down there. And we found this gentleman by the name of Boni Montero, Boni Acai. And he was building a brand new factory. We partnered with him to bring acai here to the U.S.
Wow, that's great. So I know that is quite the craze. I mean, it's growing by what percentage would you say? I mean, like, it's unbelievable market for that, right?
Yeah, I don't know the exact percentage. It's growing a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in Brazil, it's a mainstay. So if you go to, like, the World Cup was just there.
I was just going to mention that probably boosted awareness, right?
It not only boosted awareness, but for us, it was hard because next thing you know, we were short. They took everything down there. And with the Olympics coming, it'll probably be the same thing in two more years.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's great for the awareness of the product because it's getting global awareness with everybody going down there and having acai bowls like your daughter and getting addicted to it.
Well, does that affect the market in terms of cost and things?
Oh, it definitely does. Yeah. You know, and then the dollar, where the dollar keeps, the value of the dollar goes down, which makes us spend more in Brazil. I mean, they're enjoying it.
Sure. It's good for Brazil right now.
Yeah, it's good for Brazil.
The dollar.
Correct.
And I think I saw the euro is about $1.34 these days, Richard, which is a lot less. It was like, a buck and a half only a few years ago.
Yeah, $1.60.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, sometimes we like to do contracts in reais, in the Brazilian dollar, to hedge that.
Yeah, right. That makes sense. So, Joe, how do you do with your high omega fatty acids?
My what? I beg your pardon. You talk about you keep your fatty acids to yourself. In reference to what, Richard? What was your question?
Have you tried acai?
I got a whole bag of it right here. I'm going to try. I have tried it before, though, and it is good. I do like the berries. I did have a bowl, an acai bowl, but you know, now I know I'm more aware, and I will. Yeah. I think I'm going to lose some weight too.
It'll help you do that.
Yeah. Maybe Dr. Love needs to get some. We'll leave a bag for him for next week.
Fred, what kind of trends in superfoods? I mean, what else is coming down the line, or what else has sort of been new?
The new ones, we've gone through a craze where we had noni, and then we have acai, and then mangosteen was another one out of Thailand and Brazil. They call it the queen of fruits. That was hot for a little while, and then green coffee bean is another one for weight loss. Garcinia gambogia is another one that has been getting a lot of pub because, Joe mentioned, Dr. Oz gotten some recent issues with Garcinia. It's still a very popular product today. And Yukon is another one. Yukon is a syrup that is used down in South America. It's used as a sweetener, and it has it's half the calories of sugar, but yet you add it to everything. And enhances the flavor. So it's a really good product. It really hasn't caught on yet. So we're kind of hoping it does. That comes from a root out of Peru. Then there's, you know, all different types of things that there's fruits in Brazil. If you travel down there, you'll see that you've never heard of. Mm-hmm. Tastes great, but nobody gets it here.
Sure.
Well, that's the educational part of it. So, but you know, with the globe getting smaller you know, these world events happening, you know, people do become more aware of these things, right?
So how does green coffee differ from just regular coffee?
Green coffee, it comes from you have your berries, your beans. But when the plant is there, it gives off a fruit, a leaf, a flower.
Okay.
And they take that, and it's when the beans are green, obviously, green coffee bean. But they take that flower, they take the berries that are from, not flower, the berries, and those are the berries that they make green coffee bean from. So they take the beans and they use that for coffee. And the berries.
So the green coffee is not roasted.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Outstanding. I guess I made a boo-boo because Albert is the CEO. You're the president.
Albert's
so
the CEO.
I apologize, Albert, for gosh sakes.
Yeah, there's a good story with that one, but I'll save that for later.
Well, I see by your website there is a huge tanker as your icon, your avatar here.
Yes.
Why is that? Do you actually fill these things with berries?
We do. We ship those. All of our stuff comes in containers from all over the world.
Wow.
So right now we're bringing stuff from Brazil, from the Polynesian Islands, from Asia, all in container loads.
Huh. It's outstanding. So I see you have the raw materials and the product development.
Correct.
So the product development is all those juices that we were just talking about or other
things? We're starting to do a lot of powders. So we have our mainstay, which is our juices, and then we do powders as well. And powders seem to be, obviously they ship easier, so it's more economical. And you add water. You add these powder sticks to your water, shake it up, and they're get the same benefits.
So you're up in Carlsbad. Do you offer tours to the public at all, or anything, or tasting rooms, or anything like that? Or
everybody's more than welcome to come in. We'll give you guys free samples of your whatever material. It is that anybody wants.
Gotcha.
We're right off Palomar Airport Road, right in Carlsbad.
There you go. So you guys actually have, would you call it a factory? I mean, you actually produce the products there as well, right?
We don't produce the products there. We store products there.
Mm-hmm.
We use some co-packers.
So it's more like a lab here, right?
It's more like a lab or R&D.
Yeah, R&D. Interesting. Wow.
So the things like, for example, you said in Brazil, there's all kinds of fruits that nobody's heard of. Do you think, as Joe mentioned, because the world's getting smaller, that all of this stuff is going to become in the public domain ultimately?
I think so. I mean, people start to come into the U.S., they'll bring those palates, those taste and flavors of the world, and bring them here, then create a demand. But because you have to ship so much in container loads, it just needs to be more of a populace here in the U.S. to bring it. But yeah, they do have a demand. You can go, there's certain specialty stores throughout, you know, even San Diego, where you can go to a Brazilian store and get those, or an Asian market, or, you know, there's even a Polynesian store, Samoan store in Oceanside, that you can go get stuff from Samoa.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay.
Interesting. Well, we left out the goji berry, didn't we?
Goji berry is another one.
Yeah, that's out of Tibet, right?
Yep, coming out of Himalayas.
Wow. Okay, we're going to get all into this. We're coming up on our long break now, but to get over to Two Harbors, it's thtrading.com for Two Harbors Trading. We'll find out why he named it that and a lot more stuff with Fred Cioce right after this. Hang on. We'll be back after news, sports, and weather. All right, we're back with the award-winning It's Your Money and Your Life. I always forget to say that, but we are a first-place award-winning show.
Well, actually, there's three first-place awards.
That's correct. But over to Richard to thank our sponsors.
And I guess we got another award show coming up in October, don't we?
That's right. We'll see if it was a fluke.
No, it wasn't.
I don't think
so. Hey, thank you to our sponsors, UBS, Michael Caronta, Drew Freitas. Couldn't do it without you guys. Right across the street from UBS in beautiful downtown La Jolla is the best business bank in San Diego. That would be Regents Bank with Sean Puckett and Steve Sefton. Our favorite CPAs on the planet, Polito Epic CPAs, Don Epic and Paul Polito up in Vista, California. Jason Kruger, Signature Analytics, the best CFO company here in town. And Jason is going to be on our show next week. Get a little break from the little babies at home. Berkeley Research Group, Carl Sheeler, great business valuation firm, helping business owners understand the risks that drive the value of their business and how to improve the values of their businesses. Talking about making money, we also have Joel Grushkin with Cost Segregation Initiatives, helping real estate owners improve their cash flow. His partner, Kurt Cottreau, was in town from Baton Rouge, Louisiana this week. We had breakfast Wednesday morning. That was a lot of fun. Last but not least, Brenda Geiger, Asset Protection and Estate Planning, Geiger Law Office. So, Joe, we got some great sponsors. We've got a great website. Do those two go together?
Yes, they do, because if people want to find out more about our sponsors and how to get in touch, they just need to go to iymoney.com and get their cursor over to the sponsor tab. There's a great drop-down menu created by Courtney Lauver.
PopX Graphics.
That's right, our great web designer. And all their information is there. Just click on one of the names that Richard mentioned there, and whether it's Jason or Joel or whomever, and you can get their contact information, their biographical information, everything you need to know to get in touch. And I know Richard's had great success with them over many, many years, too many that you care to admit.
In some cases, over 20 years of experience. So
they're personal colleagues.
It's a long time.
Personal, professional colleagues, and that's...
they're the best of the best.
That's the beauty of it.
The best of the best.
And that's why we're first place.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Hey, how about back to our guest, Fred Cioce?
So, Fred, demand way up, right? Is it just domestic, or is it more than just domestic demand?
More than just domestic. Just with the Assai and the Noni alone, those two products, it's the demand has almost tripled this year.
Wow.
Well, your sales must be going up and up and up, right? I mean, from every year is a plus year, right? Even through the rough recession and everything, because you guys are global, huh? When you think about it, you're an import-export business, right?
Correct, yeah. We do. The good thing is on some of the things is we make our biggest customers are in Asia. So as their economies are doing well, and we were kind of sputtering there for a little while, we were making money on that side of the house versus here in the U.S. So it's nice that things are, you know, kind of leveling out. But our biggest market is still over there in Asia. And that is where our biggest demand is. The biggest growth is in Asia, Korea, China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Malaysia.
Singapore probably too, huh?
Yeah, those are all just booming.
Wow, unbelievable. Obviously these things don't grow in Asia, right? So how come they've embraced these? Something has attracted their attention, or the health, I know they're...
Well, they're... the Asians understand it's the Eastern medicine. They understand the power of the fruit, the herbs, the vegetables, roots, different things like that. It's not a hard sell. That's stuff that they've grew up with. It's centuries of use.
Mm-hmm.
So if they see a new fruit, say acai, they're saying acai is great. It's great antioxidants. They understand that, and they're going to embrace it.
They do. You know, our food is our medicine. I mean, really, when you think about it. And I mentioned before the show to you, Bill Moyers years ago did an extensive report on Eastern and Western medicine, and I commend that. I'm sure if you Google that, you'll be able to find that out. But I was astounded. So I guess you're right. They have always embraced it. But in Samoa, is that because your mother turned you on to that too? She said there's medicinal benefits of the noni, and that's why we should.
It is the exact same thing as the Eastern world. The Samoa had their kahunas, their healers,
mm-hmm.
and noni was one of the big items that they used. And a lot of it was topical for skin, digestive. When they were sick or fevers, I remember my mom, help it get. That's what she would do is rub the fruit on you or make you eat it because it doesn't taste very good. So
are you guys creating some products like that, some salves and things, or
we have in the past. Mm-hmm. We are a product development company, so if somebody asks for something like that, then we'll create some lotions. We did lip balm, noni lip balm. Added some noni oil in there.
Mm-hmm.
Acai has different products as well. For the skin,
mm-hmm.
Just depends on what people are asking for.
Now you're in the surf community, but the surfers embrace a lot of this, right? Right?
They're our best customers here in California.
Yeah, that and beer.
Yeah, that and beer.
That and fat cat beer. Fat cat beer and an acai bowl, and I'm good to go.
They want to be healthy in the morning
or
and
some
then the
kind
beer
of
in the
bowl.
Afternoon.
I don't know.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's acai and beer.
Yeah. The surfers travel the world, so they understand when they go to these different countries mm-hmm. that they're introduced to acai bowls or mm-hmm. to noni or to mangosteen or whatever it is because they travel.
Now, a mango is that like a mango or is it the mango family or is it totally different?
Totally different.
Really?
It's red, red outside like a pericarp.
Mm-hmm.
And then you peel it open and it's a white fruit inside. Super sweet. It's super good. Tasty.
So are any of these available just like a peach or a pear in a store? Or you don't eat them like
you've got to go to a specialty store. Years ago, like in mangosteen, for example,
mm-hmm.
years ago, there were some bugs that got shipped in with the fruit. So FDA says no more. So it has to go through a special process to get here.
Mm.
And you can buy it in a jar after it's already been peeled. But as far as like a fruit,
mm-hmm.
no. And then acai is it starts to deteriorate as soon as you pick it. Same with noni. So acai is a hard, think of like a cherry pit with a tiny layer of fruit around the outside.
Mm.
And so that starts to deteriorate it right when you pick the fruit. And noni becomes soft, like mushy, like really soft.
Mm.
So none of these fruits can be brought in.
You have to process them right away.
Yeah, you have to process it right away.
Huh. How about FDA in terms of medical claims or benefits? Have they made any statements on this or is it beyond their
It's a dietary supplement, so mm-hmm. yeah, they don't want you to make claims like it heals this or it heals that.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't make any claims as far as what it can do. We say what it might do or mm-hmm. what it can help,
mm-hmm.
and it's done a lot of things for a lot of people over the years. Obviously, it's a testament to our noni juice, our premium noni juice that we've been selling for 15 years. We have got great feedback and great results over the years of mm-hmm. people being helped. So It's pretty positive as far mm-hmm. as what it can do. We just don't get on the radio and make any claims because mm-hmm. FDA will come down it. Because
Well, it's pretty. If we all eat more fruits and vegetables, we're going to be healthier. And why not? Why not eat the ones that may have some more benefits than others? So right. So Richard, your daughter has she told you that's enhanced her brain power or?
She was younger. She ate too much sugar and gave that up maybe mm-hmm. when she was in junior high school. She's going to be a freshman in college this year. She just basically moved her whole diet over to a vegan. Doesn't eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of acai, lots of fruits and vegetables. She just wanted to be healthier.
Mm-hmm. You feel better, don't you?
And of course she took up running.
Well, that helps.
And that helps. And so it just became a natural thing for her to do.
Mm-hmm.
And actually my son and my older daughter are both very similar in their diets now too. It's really interesting to see because in this case, the parents didn't really put any pressure on the kids. It was the other way around.
Huh. Well, we'll have to start looking for those. So is Noni Juice in the stores here in San Diego?
Yeah, Whole Foods. You can go to Whole Foods. You can go to, I believe, Trader Joe's, GNC. Most supermarkets might have it, the bigger chains. But you can go to Long's or anything like that, and there'll be Noni Juice in there.
Yeah, there's. I mean, I go to Whole Foods now to get my smoothies and... You know, I tell them, you know, don't put any orange juice in. Give me coconut water instead. And
yeah.
My daughter laughs at me because, you know, 5 years ago I was eating bacon cheeseburgers. And I no longer do. So, well, but now, like I said, it was the other way around. It was the kids.
Now, how about all the smoothie places? Are a lot of these available in the smoothie places? Or?
I'll say he's pretty much everywhere in the smoothie world. I mean, you can even go to Jamba Juice. And yeah. That's one of the additives, one of the ingredients in there.
But how about the other ones? Not yet.
All of them do.
They all have them.
They all have them.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking Yacon and the
oh, other. No. They don't have any of those yet.
Okay.
It's coming.
Okay.
It's coming. And once again, it's just supply and demand. They've got to get the demand out there for it.
And you got to bring some cash too, Joe.
Yeah.
The stuff isn't cheap.
It's not cheap.
Well, yeah, but you're going to, your health.
Get a little drink for $10.
Exactly.
Well, your health is your wealth, you know. Right, so that's the name of the game with this show. I mean, it's your money in your life, and it ties in with your health. And
I think of it as an investment in my daughter and her health. You see, so it's not expensive at all when you think about it that way. So
I just saw this on I think social media. They took a I don't know if it was a Walmart, an ice cream sandwich and left it out in the sun, and the thing didn't melt.
That's scary.
So you want to eat that or you want to eat healthy? So, you know, make your...
So, Fred, I'm curious. Do you have better traction in certain parts of the country? That is to say, are certain parts of the U.S. a little bit resistant to this trend?
Oh, definitely. It goes back to what we said earlier. The surfing community in the West Coast, East Coast, because of the travel, which they do, much more receptive to...
I had a buddy from Kansas City. I said, we got to go get a couple ice acai bowls for lunch. He looked at me like, what language are you speaking?
Exactly.
It's like there's an In-N-Out burger right there. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, exactly.
I've heard of a bowl before, but not an acai bowl.
The good thing about acai is because it's really big in the jiu-jitsu world because of the Brazilian jiu-jitsu and the MMA. So the gyms, a lot of gyms will have jiu-jitsu. And if they do, they all know acai.
Okay.
Well, it's interesting because some products catch on over in Europe and Asia first, and then you know they're become attractive to American consumers. And sometimes, and it's the other way around. A lot of times,
definitely
too.
The other way around.
Yeah.
This is acai's catching on really, really fast in Asia, Japan, and all those. All those
because of the fact it's a U.S. product, right?
Because it's a U.S. product, and World Cup just made it even blow up more.
Hmm. Well, I hope you guys put Coca-Cola, you know, give them a run for their money because that stuff is certainly, I mean, colas are really, you know, in a little bit of, I wouldn't say they're in trouble. They should be in trouble. I mean, gosh, there was a movie called Fed Up, a documentary. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it's Dr. Robert Lustig, you know, calling sugar a toxin and the high fructose corn syrup. I mean, it's really done a lot of damage, I think. I'm not an expert, but. Obviously, our waistlines are an indicator in the country, and 2/3 of us are overweight or obese. So, hopefully, we'll get into the berries and address that. So,
yeah.
But anyway, I think we're coming up on our short break right now. We're going to come right back with Fred Ciosi and more about berries and superfruits right after this. Hang on. All right, we're back with It's Your Money in Your Life, and that's a little bit of classical gas in honor of Dickie Smothers, who was with us a couple weeks ago. Wasn't that great, Richard?
It's a lot of fun. Mason Williams.
Absolutely. That's right. And also a writer for the show. I think he might have been the head writer.
Might have been.
Anyway, back with Fred Ciosi. We've got some more good stuff to talk about. Let's get into Healthy Island. What do you say, Richard?
That's fine. I want to ask a couple questions before we get to Healthy Island.
Okay.
Who's your biggest customer?
Our biggest customer is a company called Natural Health Trends. They're a company out of Dallas, Texas, a network marketing company. They bought our first formula that we gave them, which was a premium Noni juice.
Hmm. And they marketed direct to customers, basically?
Direct to customers throughout the world. We're in Russia. Whew. We're in all throughout Asia, Ukraine, Africa. So it's a pretty, it's a global company. It's a great company to be involved with.
Huh.
And yeah, they have we created the best Noni juice for them. We call it the triple charge technology where it has three different types of Noni juice. So it's a superpower. It's a very potent Noni juice.
Huh. Wow.
What's been your biggest challenge in growing your business? Because it sounds like you've grown fairly rapidly over the last 10 or 12 years.
The biggest challenge is to keep supply chain moving. So if the orders start to increase, we have to make sure that we have enough of the farmers and enough fruit to meet that demand. And that, you know, you just, it's one thing to go out and pick fruit, but then you've got to store it and you've got to process it and have enough of the proper people in place. You know, it's a lot of the same stuff that we go through here.
Quick question. Has climate change been impacting you at all in any way in any of your supplier areas?
That's assuming it exists, Joe.
Well, Richard, I'm going with the science. I'm going with the Scripps Institute.
Just because it hailed at my office last Sunday in San Diego in July doesn't mean there's been climate change.
Now, weather isn't climate. You know, it's a trend thing.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
But anyway, my question, sorry. Fred, was, has it impacted?
Yes, yeah, it has. See? We have, we've had some, normally our rainy season in Samoa is, it starts in October. Mm-hmm. And now it begins in November, I believe.
Mm.
So it switches. I mean, not that big of a variance, but it's shifted a month. So we've got to take that into account. And I believe 2 years ago in Brazil, the rainfall was, they had more rain than ever before.
Mm.
So it took a lot of, like, there's a fruit out there called Camu Camu,
mm-hmm.
Super high in vitamin C, and it almost ruined that crop coming out of Brazil because it lives underwater, and then as the water recedes, then the fruit pop out and you go and gather the fruit. So that was affected big time because of the rainfall.
And I had asked earlier that, you know, San Diego having such a great climate, a Mediterranean climate that grows so many things here, but you said that it wouldn't work for a lot of these things because they're so particular in terms of the type of atmosphere or climate they need, right?
Correct. A lot of the things, like Noni, for example, needs to be potent. To be potent, you need that soil, that rich volcanic soil.
Mm.
And a lot of the nutrients, if it's over farmed, or is not in the soil. And you just get a bland piece of fruit.
Hmm.
So it's like the organic, when you taste an organic tomato that you grew yourself, you know exactly what's in it.
Sure.
It always tastes better.
Yeah, like the oranges from my orange tree, which, by the way, bears ripe oranges year-round. So there may have been climate change, Joe, because I've never seen that before.
Hmm.
So much better than buying an orange in the store.
Yeah.
All right, healthyisland.com. We promised we'd get there.
Mm-hmm.
We're there.
Beverages, supplements, sticks, and weight loss. So where do we begin? How about with the beverages? We cover a lot of that already.
We did. Healthy Island is our company that we set up that we could showcase the products that we can develop.
Mm-hmm.
So it started that way where we would develop these things and put them up, kind of mock them up for our customers because we're a product development company, and show them, hey, this is our capability. We can put it in a stick. We can put it in a bottle. We can do all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
And people give the opportunity to the public an opportunity to buy some of these products. Just go to the website, healthyisland.com, choose what they want, and they can kind of sample things out.
And people can order right off the site,
yeah, right off the website.
Yeah, there you go. And the supplements, you were mentioning a sweetener before that you thought was superior.
Yeah, it's a zero-calorie sweetener. It's called Yacon, Y-A-C-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
Like bacon with a Y.
Yes, bacon with a Y. It comes in syrup, and it comes in a powder, and you sprinkle it on whatever it is. If you're, instead of sugar, you use this. And if you like syrup, like you can add syrup into your pancakes or whatever it is you're putting syrup on. Like I put it in my oatmeal. I'll pour some syrup in my oatmeal and I'll eat it that way. And it's good. It's low calorie. I mean, no calorie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great product.
Because I know stevia, you know, a lot of people like that. But I for one thing, I don't eat anything that's sweet anyway. I don't have a sweet tooth. So, but I think Ashley had a question we wanted to address during the break. What was that one, Ashley?
That was healthyisland.com, Joe.
Was that okay?
Yeah. So we pay attention.
Okay. Good.
Where do you see this industry 10 years from now?
I see it's going to keep growing as the awareness of the, you know, in America, we have a lot of chronic disease. And that comes from diet. So as people switch to, kind of like yourself, Richard, your daughter, your family's switching over to a fruit and vegetable-based diet. I mean, I prefer a big steak, but my wife likes me to eat the fruits and
salads.
I do
too, but that's about once every 2 months now.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think as we move towards that, it's just going to continue to grow as people become more health conscious.
Well, and the water, you know, we're having a water issue now, and obviously that's affecting a lot of the the crops and growth here. Avocados are, right, Richard? They take a lot of water.
Well, yeah, you don't see oranges and avocados being farmed here the way you used to. Now you're seeing olive oil.
It's grapes.
Or they're grapes.
Going, yeah, they're going to the wines.
Things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so things have obviously changed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think for the better.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in my humble opinion.
So you have any, what would be your newest products that you're experimenting with? They're coming online. Did we cover most of those, or anything else that you're thinking about?
Right now, we're coming out with a weight loss product.
Mm.
Instead of what we wanted to do is we're making it in a stick, so you add to your water. Mm. Water is a big part of a good healthy diet. Sure. Is drinking a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, who used to drink a lot of Diet Coke, has switched to this weight loss product that we have. It has multiple products in it, multiple weight loss products. So we've added Garcinia Gambogia, we've added Yukon, we've added acai, green coffee bean, and she pours this into her water bottle in the morning. We also have a quick energy product that it's acai with some guaraná, they call it in Brazil. It's caffeine, but it's a fruit based caffeine, and you mix those two, and it's a great product. It keeps you going. And
your wife is using this now,
yeah,
too?
She's,
and she's getting good results?
She looks great.
Don't say any numbers. It's very sensitive.
My wife looks great. But for her, it's more of the Diet Coke. I think she only has one or two Diet Cokes, where before it was her and I would just pound it.
Well, now, see, I'm not into the sodas. Richard, you don't drink soda at all, do you?
You know, I've never tasted Pepsi or Coke in my lifetime.
Really? No
never
soda? Nothing carbonated ever?
Never. I guess bubbling apple juice.
I like a little club soda, especially with a little lime and vodka once in a while.
I got no bad habits, Joe. It's disgusting. Disgusting.
Well, there's still time, Richard. You're still young.
I'm still working on it.
Anyway, we got to wrap it up here just about now. But Fred Ciosi of Two Harbors Trading, we never got into why you named it that, but maybe you could clue us in.
GHTrading.com.
There you go. And HealthyIsland.com.
HealthyIsland.com.
Yeah, thanks for being our guest. We really appreciate having you on, and thanks for the swag you brought us, and I'll try it all. So, and Ashley, you, thanks for coming in as well. Richard, you have a great week. It was great seeing you. Eric Rubalcava, our soundboard engineer extraordinaire, making us sound good as always.
He's bowing over there.
And
Did you drop something, Eric?
Yes. Thanks to Craig Blanke, our account executive, and to Dave Sniff, our program director. Next week, the loser of the biggest winner, Mike Messina.
No, the winner of the biggest loser.
Oh, the loser, the biggest loser winner. You got it. Anyway, and also Jason Kruger, correct? He'll be here.
Correct.
Of Signature Analytics. So you have a great week, folks. Padres, I'm not giving up on you. I think we're going to have a good season. So, all right, good night. Take care. See you next week. Bye-bye now.